My name's Travis Brashears. I am 35 years old. I grew up in Washington State. I was actually born overseas, but by the time I was 2 years old, we'd moved back to North Bonneville, Washington. It's a small town along the Columbia River in Skamania County. And lived there until I was 18 when I went to college in Washington State University. And since then, my job has moved me around quite a bit. Been in the South, been in the Midwest, in California now. I've even been overseas. But I don't think my accent has shifted too much, if at all. So, let's see, my folks are also from Washington State. My dad and his parents both grew up in Lyle, Washington, which is about an hour upriver in Klickitat County. And then my mom grew up in Klickitat County, and her folks were actually from Montana, but they lived in Washington for quite a while, still live there. I think in my accent you might find, if you can distinguish the difference between what folks sound like on the east side of the state versus the west side of the state, we're probably going to be kind of in the middle. For example, my grandparents on my dad's side definitely say Washington. My dad has a less pronounced R in Washington, and then I tend not to have that R in there at all, just Washington. Can't pick out any other differences. So, with that being said, I'll go ahead and read Goldilocks and the Three Bears. And hopefully that gives you everything that you need to kind of map me out and see if it makes sense. So, all right, Goldilocks and Three Bears. Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Goldilocks. She went for a walk in the forest. It was a lovely day. You never saw a bluer sky. No showers likely. Pretty soon, she came upon a house. She knocked, and when no one answered, she walked right in. At the table in the kitchen, there were three bowls of porridge. Goldilocks was hungry. She took a few bites from the first bowl. Now there were fewer bites than there had been. This porridge is too hot, she exclaimed. So she tasted the porridge from the second bowl. This porridge is too cold, she said. So she tasted the last bowl of porridge. Ah, this porridge is just right, she said happily, and she ate it all up. She thoroughly enjoyed it. After this, she decided she was feeling a little tired. So she walked into the living room, where she saw three chairs. Goldilocks sat in the first chair to rest her feet. This chair is too big, she exclaimed. So she sat in the second chair. This chair is too big too, she whined. So she tried the last and smallest chair. Ah, this chair is just right, she said. But just as she settled down into the chair to rest, it broke into pieces. Goldilocks was very tired by this time, so she went upstairs to the bedroom. She could hardly carry herself up the stairs. I think I'll just lie down, she said. There was a mirror in the room, but she didn't notice it. She lay down in the first bed, but it was too hard. Then she lay in the second bed, but it was too soft. Then she lay down in the third bed, and it was just right. Goldilocks fell asleep. As she was sleeping, the three bears came home. Someone's been eating my porridge, growled Papa Bear. Someone's been eating my porridge, said Mama Bear. Someone's been eating my porridge, and they ate it all up, cried Baby Bear. Someone's been sitting in my chair, growled Papa Bear. Someone's been sitting in my chair, said Mama Bear. Someone's been sitting in my chair, and they've broken it all to pieces, cried Baby Bear. This was quite a problem. They decided to look around some more, and when they got upstairs to the bedroom, Papa Bear growled. Someone's been sleeping in my bed. Someone's been sleeping in my bed, too, said Mama Bear. Someone's been sleeping in my bed. She's still there, exclaimed Baby Bear. Just then, Goldilocks woke up and saw the three bears. She came unglued. She was afraid she was face to face with her destroyers. She nearly passed out. She screamed, "Help!" She jumped up and ran out of the room. Goldilocks ran down the stairs, opened the door, and ran away into the forest. And after this, she never returned to the home of the three bears. But she wasn't even sorry for what she had done. She had had a pretty bad time. The end. So here are these sentences. I'm going to go ahead and actually read them twice, just in case I mumble through something that seems important. All right. I like to watch reruns. Captain Hook is a pirate. We must prorate our costs. The poor man went on a tour that turned into a joyride. Steam was billowing out of the train. That town is situated down the valley. It was a pleasure doing business with you. Put that man on the payroll. I like to watch reruns. The poor man went on a tour that turned into a joyride. Let me try that one more time. The poor man went on a tour that turned into a joyride. Captain Hook is a pirate. We must prorate our costs. Steam was billowing out of the train. That town is situated down the valley. It was a pleasure doing business with you. Put that man on the payroll. Anyways, I hope this helps you out. I had noticed that the West was a little bit more sparse, which obviously it is a little bit more sparse. But since we are from a small town, I hope it's helpful for you to get your map a little bit more filled out. So anyways, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.